With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The White House says the president will deliver a primetime address Wednesday evening to update the public on the Iran war. On the battlefront, correspondent Sam Mednick reports from the scene of an Iranian missile barrage in central Israel.
This is happening as President Trump has said that there is what he calls great progress in these talks that are being made to come to some sort of deal. However, he's also said that if no deal is reached soon, if the Strait of Hormuz is not open, that the United States is going to broaden its targets. So far, there is no signs that this war is slowing. The United States and Israel continue to strike Iran, and Iran is continuing to send missiles this way as well.
Meanwhile, President Trump says securing the Strait of Hormuz is, quote, not for us. An estimated the U.S. will be done attacking Iran in 2 to 3 weeks. He said the responsibility for keeping the vital waterway open will rest with countries that rely on it. A federal judge has ordered President Trump to suspend construction of his $400 million ballroom.
U.S. District Judge Richard Leon in Washington granted a request for a preliminary injunction that temporarily halts President Donald Trump's White House ballroom project, barring work from proceeding without congressional approval. Leon, who was nominated to the bench by Republican President George W. Bush, concluded that the National Trust for Historic Preservation is likely to succeed on the merits of its claims because no statute comes close to giving the president the authority he claims to have. The east wing of the White House was demolished to make space for the ballroom. Bill Alexander, Washington.
President Trump's administration will move the U.S. Forest Service headquarters out of the nation's capital to Salt Lake City, part of an organizational overhaul that involves shuttering research facilities in 31 states. Nearly 90% of national forest system land is in the West. This is SRN News. A new study of people who go to church.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it finds that people who attend more frequently are more likely to have a biblical worldview than those who don't show up so often. On the question of whether the Bible is the authority for Christian living, 65% of frequent churchgoers say yes, strongly, compared with just 37% of infrequent attendees. And on the question of gender, 71% of regular church people strongly agree it cannot be changed, while just 41% of the infrequent crowd agrees. Michael Harrington reporting.
Celebrations of Easter and Passover will be muted this week as the war in Iran enters its fifth week. Celebrations in Jerusalem are being limited for fear of missile strikes. Israeli rules cap gatherings at 50 people, so the Western Wall is closed to worshipers. A key Passover blessing will go ahead with only a small group. Jerusalem has largely escaped past wars. This is SRN News. Seeking closer ties with the West as well as more foreign investment, Syria's president is in London for a meeting with Britain's prime minister.
The war with Iran is heaping economic pressure on a country struggling to recover from its long civil war. The repeated closure of its airspace, interruptions in the supply of natural gas, and the sudden return of large numbers of Syrian refugees from neighboring Lebanon are all making life difficult for a leader hoping to attract foreign investment to speed up his country's revival. Ahmed al-Sharaa is doing his best to stay out of the war, conscious that regional instability, whether in Lebanon or Iraq, could spill over his borders.
That's BBC's Paul Adams. King Charles is going ahead with a state visit to the U.S. next month, his first visit since becoming king. Buckingham Palace said the king will travel to the U.S. in late April to celebrate the 250th anniversary of American independence. More details at srnnews.com.